All-time top 10.
Hey everybody. Welcome to another episode of All-Time Top 10. Woohoo! Come on, let's hear it. Yeehaw! I am your host, Ben Sunblake. Say something.
Hi.
Yeah. I am your host, Ben.
She is here.
She is here. I'm your host, Ben Eisen. With me today, the old boy himself, Ryan Blake.
The OG.
The OG. That's right. The OH, the original host.
Yeah.
OCH, the original.
Yeah.
He's the OCH.
I'm the OCH.
He's the OCH, the original co-host of All Time Top 10. Ryan Blake is here. Woohoo!
Man,
that crowd is just
so excited.
I'm gonna sweeten it though. I'm gonna add some like crowd sounds.
Okay.
Just,
cool.
You know,
like a European soccer game crowd.
Sure. Yeah.
It's football. It's called football over there.
Well, I was thinking of real football.
Yeah.
And I was gonna sweeten it with some sounds of the Packers beating the Bears tonight.
Yeah, but you know the thing about real football is it sucks balls.
Go Packers. Yeah. Not as much balls as the Angels suck. Anyhow.
Well, how are the Cubs doing? you don't even know that they're doing so bad?
Okay. I do actually. But anyway, Ryan and I are not here to bicker. We're going to play some freaking music. And our topic today...
A little of both, maybe.
Well, maybe, yeah. There'll be a few bickeroos now and again.
Bickeroos?
It sounds like something you would say. I thought I would throw that in there. I don't know. Our topic today is all-time top 10 acoustic songs. This was Ryan Blake's choice.
Yeah, and I picked it because there's something about acoustic songs that nothing about... The song itself, the composition, the lyrics, the meaning, or whatever, can be hidden by instrumentation that is just too much, and it covers the whole.
You want to get down to the raw
song, yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
And it's a beautiful thing.
It can be when it's done right.
Yeah,
and when it's done well, absolutely. So yeah, I thought about it for a minute, and I was like, acoustic songs, isn't that kind of broad? But you know, there's a certain feel you get with acoustic songs.
Yeah.
And some of my songs, I have to admit, they have some instrumentation to them. It's not just an acoustic guitar or a mandolin or whatever. Mm-hmm. But all of my selections are led by an acoustic instrument.
Yeah, as are mine.
Yeah. So what was that we just heard?
Yeah, that intro music was a band called Pullman, and they're a bunch of Chicago guys. I'm pretty sure it's one of the guys from Tortoise is...
Damn
he's
hippies.
In the band, but they've
Stinky
done two
hippies.
Albums, and the first album was all totally acoustic, but it was rumored to be just live in a room, and these four guys all playing different kinds of acoustic guitars. They're playing, you know, whether they're like Mexican big old bass ones or mandolins and different acoustic instruments from all over the world.
Those Mexican guitars are crazy huge.
Yeah. Right. And really pretty, too. They have all those designs.
They're beautiful. They sound beautiful, and they look beautiful. They're so thick.
Yeah.
Like you have
but
to
that
like,
song was
you have
from...
to give them a hug to play them.
That song was from Pullman's second album, where they started kind of incorporating a little bit of electric stuff.
And what was that song called?
Or Otherwise. Is that what it was called?
Looks so here, yeah. Or Otherwise by Pullman. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that was Ryan Blake's little intro choice. Ryan Blake wants to go first.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get out of his way right now.
So my number 10, this
number
is...
10.
This is by Neil Young.
Hey.
And this is a song called Love is a Rose.
Ooh, I don't think I know this one.
Yeah, I forget where I came across it on some radio show, like late at night. I'm like, wow, that song's really cool.
Hmm.
It was from a 1974 unreleased album called Homegrown. And then it eventually came out on some later, like, greatest hits compilation kind of a thing.
Hmm. Love is a Rose.
But this is Neil Young with Love is a Rose from 1974.
Cool.
Number 10.
No.
love is a rose, but you better not pick it. It only grows when it's on the vine. A handful of thorns and you'll know you've missed it. You lose your love when you say the word mine. I wanna see what's never been seen. I wanna live that age old dream. Come on, lass, we can go together. Let's take the best right now. I wanna go to an old hoedown long ago in a western town. Pick me up with my feet are dragging. Give me a lift and I'll hay your wagon. But you better not pick it. It only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns and you'll know you've missed it. You lose your love when you say the word mine. Mine, mine. Love is a rose. Love is a rose. Love is a rose. Love is a rose.
Oh, Neil. Yeah. That's so great.
What a cute little song.
God,
isn't it?
That is so good. I love that. What is it? You lose some when you say the word mine.
Yeah.
Then it's no longer yours.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's not, if you keep it on the vine, then it'll grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've taken
some time trying to, you know, love is a rose, but you better not pick it. It only grows when it's on the vine.
Mm-hmm. It so means like you can't just keep it for your own completely.
Yeah.
I mean, you can treasure it. You can, like, you know, hang out with it.
Sprinkle some water on it.
Sure. Give it some plant food, you know.
Give it some love.
Throw a little sunshine on that puppy.
Yeah.
But you better not pick it.
Right.
Very cool. I've never heard that song. I really like it. And you said Linda Ronstadt covered
it? Yeah, I guess she did a cover of it a couple years later because his version hadn't even been released yet.
She beat him to it. Yeah,
but it was his, though.
I'm glad we got to hear some Neil Young in this show. Very cool. Well, my number 10 is up right now, and we're going to rock a little bit, even though we're sticking with the acoustic theme, obviously, because we have to.
Is it the Violent Femmes?
It's not.
Ugh.
No. This is Ani DiFranco.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, woohoo! Righteous Babe Records. For those who don't know, Angela Maria DiFranco is a singer-songwriter, activist, feminist icon, and so on. She started Righteous Babe Records in 1990. She is completely self-made. Like, everything that she does, all her, you know, her videos, her albums.
Yeah, it's her own record label.
Fiercely independent.
Yeah.
And she's just an awesome artist. Check this out.
You've seen her. Have you seen her?
I have. I saw her in Milwaukee in 1998, I believe.
Yeah, it might be right around the time I saw her, too, in Berkeley.
Yeah.
Really great. Good. Or Santa Rosa, not Berkeley, but.
Yeah, she has like a stripped down, like a three piece.
Yeah.
It's bass guitar and drums.
Jazzy and a little bit like.
Yeah, well, she's just a killer guitar player. Yeah, like, she's really just shreds on the acoustic guitar.
There were a lot of girls at that concert.
Oh, yeah.
It was girl heavy.
There were a lot of girls there that didn't want anything to do with me at that show. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But. This song I want to play is called Shameless, and it's from her 1996 album, Dilate.
That's a good one.
Some Blake knows it. Yeah.
It's like you knew she was going to be here. And
I did not know Summer Blake was going to be here, but this one goes out to her, apparently.
I have no women on my list.
Oh, shit. You're going to get beat down later. Anyway, on this album, Dilate, check this out. This is her credits on the album, Dilate. This is all Ani DiFranco. Synthesizer, acoustic, electric, and steel guitar, bass, percussion, Hammond organ, thumb piano, vocals, writer, of course, producer, mixer, arranger, artwork, and design.
Wow.
She did all of that shit herself and did it well.
Is she the model of the Righteous Babe logo?
No. I think that's like an old, like by War Bonds kind of thing.
Yeah, like, rah, Righteous Babe.
And she is a righteous babe, though. So I'm going to play Shameless by Ani DiFranco. And just check out what she's doing on the acoustic. Just fucking hammering on it. This is my number 10, Ani DiFranco.
Number 10.
Thank you.
That is the rockin' Ani DeFranco.
The rockin' Ani DeFranco.
She's rockin', man. When was that, Sumbly? Yeah. That is Shameless from 1996. My number 10, Ryan Blake. What's up with your number 9?
My number 9.
What's the deal with your number 9, man?
I think you've played some of this guy before. This is Tom Waits.
I have played some Tom Waits.
And this is a song called Heart of Saturday Night.
Oh, yeah.
And
good one.
This is from an album I got called Folk Scene. And it was a radio show through, I don't know, 70s and 80s that they had all these real big folk artists come in and perform. And they released an album of the best of
compilations
from over 20 years of it, them being like the place to go to as a folk artist. And so this is from that album, and it was recorded in 1975. So, apparently, it was originally on the 1974 album called Heart of Saturday Night.
Yeah, I have that one. And this is like on this recording, does he still have. Has his voice gone over the edge yet? As far as like,
it's pretty okay.
Yeah, because his first album or first couple albums, he can actually sing a little bit.
Have you heard the Heart of Saturday Night, like the version, the actual version that's on the album? Is there anything other than him and his acoustic?
Yes.
Oh, because this
I believe so. Yeah, there's a piano and
okay.
It's really mellow, but it's led by an acoustic guitar.
I think this is just him, if I remember right, just him and the acoustic, but. A really, really horrible sounding acoustic guitar.
Okay.
Like sometimes he kind of plucks notes and it's just like it's gnarly.
Talk about raw.
But really, really raw. Really good, cool core song.
Okay.
So this is Tom Waits, Heart of Saturday Night. This is my number 9 acoustic song.
Nice.
Number 9.
Now you gather up, you're behind a wheel. Now you got your arm around your sweet one, your Oldsmobile. You're barreling down the boulevard. You're looking for the heart of Saturday night. You paid on Friday, your pockets are jingling. Now you see the lights and you get all tingling. You're cruising with the sex. Now you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Then they comb your hair, shave your face. You're trying to wipe out every trace of all the other days in a week. This will be the Saturday. You're reaching your peaks. You're stomping on the red. You're going on the green. It'll be like nothing that you ever seen. You're barreling down the boulevard. And now you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Into the crack of the pool balls. That neon buzzing of the telephone ringing at your second cousin. The barmaid, she's smiling. In the corner of her eye. Was it the magic or the melancholy tear in your eye? Makes it kind of special. It's down in the core. Now you're dreaming of them Saturdays that came before. Now you're stumbling. You had just stumbled on to the hard Saturday night. You cast her up, and on behind the wheel. Now you got your arm around your sweet wood and your Oldsmobile. Barreling down the boulevard. Now you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Tell me, is it the crack of the pool balls? That neon buzzing of the telephone ringing at your second cousin? Is it the barmaid as she smiles in the corner of her eye? The magic or the melancholy tearing your eye? It makes it kind of special. It's down in the cold. Now you're dreaming of them Saturdays that came before. Now you're stumbling. You bet you're stumbling on to the heart of Saturday night. You're stumbling. You're stumbling on.
Saturday night.
They really like that.
Is there like five people there?
I know.
Jeez, come on, people. So some enthusiasm.
Yeah, I think it was a radio show, so they... I mean, who knows where that was recorded, but...
Yeah, good stuff, though. I have the original here. You wanted to hear just a little bit of it. So I'm going to play just a bit of that right now just to give you a taste. And this is our Saturday night. It is just an acoustic.
Yeah, it's a similar acoustic sound too.
You don't get the car squealing away. Oh, there's a bass in there. That's what it is.
Well, you gassed her behind the wheel, with your arm around your sweet one, your Oldsmobile, barreling down the boulevard. You're looking for the heart of Saturday night. You got paid on Friday. Your pockets are jingling.
Yeah, I'd never heard that before. So, yeah, now I know that. I think my version's better.
Well, you just like yours because it's led by an acoustic guitar.
That was my number nine.
I like mine because it's led by a bass. And if you had given me another minute, I would have done some air bass for you guys. But now you missed out, so...
Patience.
Patience, my pretty. Airbase may be coming. Airbase may be in your future, we shall see. But it's not going to be on this next song, because there's only two instruments on this next song.
Is one of them an acoustic guitar?
One is an acoustic guitar, and one is a piano.
Oh.
Yes.
That's a great combo.
It can be pretty nice. This song has...
One of the best combos.
Yeah?
Yeah. Way better than, like... Like acoustic guitar and bass, it's way better.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm not going to fight you on that one.
IMHO.
So this song, this is Killing Spiders by the Minor Canon.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I'm out.
What do you mean? Oh, did I steal one from you?
No.
Oh, okay. What do you mean you're out?
No, that's great. It's a good song.
You and I didn't even play on this song.
Nope, no. We didn't. We didn't.
But the Minor Canon was a band that Ryan Blake and I were in back in the mid 2000s, and this song is from the demo, the original promo CD, and it has like what, six songs on it. Most of them have never been released. This one was re-released on the 2007 debut album. No Good Deed Goes Unpunished.
Yeah,
All Good Things Come to Those Who Wait. No. No Good Deed Goes Unpunished. And pretty great album, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Singer-songwriter Paul Larson.
That's M. Paul Larson.
Oh, sorry. M. Paul Larson. Who's going to be on the show next week, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Doing
M. Paul Larson is going to be the show?
He's going to be on the show doing top 10 songs about drugs.
Wow.
Drugs. Yeah. But anyway, he started this band, and the whole demo... had like a full. It was fully orchestrated, and he did all of it himself, and eventually formed a band. And Ryan Blake and I were in that band.
Yeah, some really good stuff.
Really good stuff, and I really love this song. It kind of has that like 3 a.m. kind of, you know, getting ready for bed, but you're still thinking about that girl you met.
Yeah.
You know, and pining over somebody.
You know who's playing the piano on this?
It's Ian. Right?
Yeah, it's Ian.
Ian McKinnon?
Yeah, Ian McKinnon.
Who was the band's manager.
Yeah, he was also the in the first band that I was in with Paul and Ian.
That's right.
It was the three of us.
What was that band called again?
We were called a few different things. We were originally called Buckethead. No, we were called The Road. And then we were called Buckethead. Then we were called Alpha Jerk. And then we were called Charles Harden.
Then you were Flounder with the white wine sauce.
No, we were all those names. It kept changing.
Nice. I was trying to think of more of those Monty Python jokes, but I can't think of any right now. I really
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
There you go. Yeah. Anyhow, this is Killing Spiders, and it's just a nice little sleepy acoustic bass.
It's a love song.
Yes. And I dig it.
I wouldn't mind killing spiders for you. It's a love song.
Does that make me crazy? I don't know. This is my number nine. This is the minor canon, Killing Spiders.
Number nine.
1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody's just waiting for their chance to. Yeah, everybody's just waiting for their chance to get inside you and divide you. If it ain't wrong, why are they hiding from you? What are they hiding from? Same old mess, but still I find you so damn exciting. And in the mornings that I wake up to your whisper, chance to. Everybody's just waiting for a chance to get inside you and undermine you and push you down, but I'll be there to pick you up and dust you off. Every day it's the same old mess, and everybody's just waiting for their chance. Yeah, everybody's just waiting for their chance. But every day it's the same old mess. But please don't worry, future's blurry. Let me remind you that I'll be kind to you. Don't worry, the future's blurry. Let me remind you that I'll be kind to you. And I don't mind killing spiders for you. Does that make me crazy?
Make me crazy.
Was that you?
That was me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, I actually overdubbed
that part.
Yeah. Ryan Blake used to sing a backing vocal on that, and he did a wonderful job.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I must say.
It's very good.
So, that's my number nine. It's the Minor Canon. If you haven't heard that record, by the way, No Good Deed Goes Unpunished, it's pretty awesome. And the follow-up record's not too bad either. Emptiness Is Form. I only played on a couple of songs on that one. So
I played on the other...
You played on all of it,
yeah,
because you're crazy. But I played on all of except for that song. Never mind. Check it out, Ryan Blake. What's number eight?
I'm gonna go ahead and use my work phone voice for this number in particular.
How do you wait when someone calls you at work? What do you answer? How do you answer?
Well, I don't want to give away too much information about my privacy, but
that's how you answer.
No, I answer with a very calm. A calm voice, because
you're just going to give me the voice. Okay.
Because it's often
this isn't NPR.
Because I work in a hospital, and it's patients who are in distress. And if I answer, go, oh my god, what do you need?
I'm really stressed out right now. Leave me alone. Yeah.
So they call, they go, you know, oh my God, I need help. And I'm like, are you going to be okay in there? You know, they talk really nice and friendly, like.
Well, don't roll your eyes. He's good at that.
And it works. It works well.
It's important.
Anyway, my number eight. My number eight. This is by an artist known as Beck.
Yeah.
This is from his album Mutations in 1998.
Ooh. I thought you were going for something from One Foot in the Grave.
And I don't think I've played this one before. This is called Sing It Again. Did I play this before?
No.
Okay, good.
Definitely not.
The song is called Sing It Again. This is Beck. And it's his sixth studio album called Mutations from 1998.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Because it, for a lot of people, it's only his third. Because they don't know that he has like a ton of like just throwaway records that all came out around the same time. That he just like this
that
is
one
random
from the
stuff
grave and then the
stereopathic
green
soul manure.
Stereopathic soul manure. Yeah, and there's one song off of. I mean, I played Satan Gave Me a Taco that was on off of one of those.
Yes, you did.
And then there's another song like the track one from one of those two that's really cool. He has a like it sounds like a guitar that's been smashed and sat on, and he's still playing it. But this song I picked because it's just a really cool like old sounding folky tune with just a perfect guitar solo in the middle of it. It's like a slide guitar.
Mm. He's an underrated guitar player, I think.
Yeah, he's
good.
Really, really a great old-timey sounding song, and I've always really liked it. I've had a sweet spot for it.
Let's hear it.
So this is Beck. Sing It Again.
Number eight.
So my number eight.
Should we do another one then?
Damn right.
Let's go.
A town of disrespect, the trains are wrecked, the night is younger than us, nowhere is anywhere else, you keep to yourself, stirring the dregs where I have laid. The exit signs are flashing, dead ends, they won't come to life anymore. I pledged the rest, I should have guessed, your love was hanging by threads. Tongues tied under the moon, my love is a room of broken bottles and tangled webs. The misers wind their minds like clocks that grind their gears. Some coincidence, crumbs fall out of the sky when you wander by, the dust clouds blow, nobody's home. Oh, won't you lay my bags upon the fuel fire and sing. bags upon the funeral fire and sing it again.
Good stuff, man.
Wait, she would never what?
We're talking about something else. That's, I love that record. I haven't heard Mutations in a long time.
Yeah,
but very. It's a little sad, but
just beautiful.
Yeah,
and very rootsy.
And you're right about that solo.
Ah, jeez.
Oh no.
This is
no.
Ira.
No, Ira's sleeping by now. It's late. Hello.
Yes, top 10.
Yes, sir. Is this Christopher?
Yes, this is.
Hey, how you doing?
He's never called
good,
before.
How you doing?
Hey, you know, I'm doing okay. I can't complain. We're talking about acoustic songs over here.
You know, I really dig those acoustic songs, you know?
Hey, it's not too bad, you know? They take away the amplifiers. It's okay, because you still got acoustic. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, man?
I got a song for you.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. It's a Crosby, Stills, and Nash song. Probably not one you've heard before, though.
Okay.
It's off their 1990 album, Live It Up.
Okay.
And it's the song called Haven't We Lost Enough.
Hmm. Sounds like a protest song.
It's actually a really heart-wrenching heartbreak song. It's by Stevie and the Stills.
Hmm.
Sings most of it, so.
Cool.
Haven't We Lost Enough. Okay, I'm going to look for that on the old YouTubes.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. So.
Okay. And if not, I got plenty of CSN to play around with.
Or CSNY.
Or CSNY. Matter. Well, we already played some Y. So.
Or CSNY New York.
Oh, my God.
It's without the Y.
Yeah, no Y on this one. It's called Haven't We Lost Enough?
Haven't We Lost Enough, yep.
Okay, I'm going to look for that. In the meantime, I'm going to play my next song. So.
Hey, not so bad. Cool.
Hey, you know, thanks for calling over here.
Hey, talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Christopher. What a weirdo. Oh, wait, I'm talking about myself, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So we'll look for that in a minute. But for now, I want to play some Leonard Cohen.
Leonard Cohen.
Yes, sir. I love me some Leonard Cohen.
He plays piano, right?
Mostly guitar.
Oh, really?
Huh. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
You learn some every day.
You kidding me?
Hey, no. I mean, honestly, the only thing I know about him is Hallelujah.
Really? Oh, you're in for a treat then.
And I thought he played it on piano when he plays that.
That one, his version is really like overproduced. It's like all like it's got like bad 80s production and stuff.
Mm.
But no, his early stuff is all guitar. It's all acoustic.
Cool.
It's almost Dylan-esque in a way. You know. Yeah, Leonard Cohen is from Canada. Montreal, Canada.
So we can blame Canada for this particular.
You can actually. He was actually a published poet and novelist before he became a musician, and he didn't really get into music. He didn't learn how to write songs until he was in his 30s.
Huh.
And he's been known for his beautiful lyrics, and his voice is an acquired taste. His early stuff, it's more palatable. Later on, it started sounding like Lurch or something.
His voice is very deep, isn't it?
Now it is, yeah. Back then it was a little more listenable. And back in the 80s, someone who's in an ambulance. Back in the 80s, he got crazy with like the bad 80s production. But
oh boy.
But in the late 60s, his songs were just really tastefully done, just beautiful. Leonard Cohen is known by many nicknames, and I found this website. This made me laugh. There's a blog called oneheckofaguy.com. And there's a whole list here of look at all these. This is crazy.
Those are all people that people voted are one heck of a guy?
No. The blog is just called that. But what we're looking at here are Leonard Cohen nicknames.
And oh my gosh!
There's 150 of them on this website, and some of them are funnier than others. I'll just list off a couple here. The Lord Byron of rock and roll.
Huh.
Yeah. The Bard of the Boudoir. Mm-hmm. The ladies' man, the master of erotic despair.
Huh.
Yeah. The grocer of despair.
grocer, like as groceries?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. And many more. The Beautiful Creep, the Godfather of Doom and Gloom, the Laughing Lenny, the Poet of Rock and Roll, the Captain Mandrax. What the hell does that mean?
Do you know who Mandrax is?
No, I don't actually.
And why did they? Well, whatever.
Whatever. Anyway, there's 150 of them on there, and there's some of them are funnier than others, like I said. But anyhow, his early stuff is awesome, and I'm gonna play something from his first album, The Songs of Leonard Cohen, and this is 1967. The song is called "Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye."
I just want to know how he came up with that album title,
"Songs of Leonard Cohen." He had a brainstorm, and he went crazy. Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye. This is my number 8 from Mr. Leonard
number
Cohen.
Number 8.
I loved you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smiled like me and you. But now it's come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes, like the shoreline and the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I loved you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smiled like me and you. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
Oh, Leonard Cohen. He's so cool. That is my number 8. Right now, Ryan Blake. Pay attention.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I don't know if you were digging that
up. Oh, yeah. Sure. I'm totally paying attention completely.
Anyhow,
I want to let's hear that song, the Crosby, Stills, Nash one.
Yeah, I have found it on the old YouTubes, and this one goes out to Christopher. This is Crosby, Stills, Nash, and
it wasn't just another ring.
Whoa, hold on a minute. Oh, I always do that. Give me one sec.
Lock it up.
You lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Okay, I'll lock it up. All right, this is a request from Christopher, and it's called
Christopher.
Haven't We Lost Enough? Crosby, Stills, Nash.
I was with you. You were alone.
standing here. Wisdom came only after you'd gone, so I'm starting all over with a tear in my eye. I just never thought that you'd disappear. In the night, your image arises. Close behind comes the pain. I hope I'm dreaming, 'cause it hurts so bad when I reach out for you. I'm alone in some room. I just never thought that you'd disappear. You like a child, wasn't I good enough? I still want you, drives me wild. Haven't we had it rough? Haven't we lost enough? Time heals all. So they say, I don't know. Sometimes nothing is clear. Maybe someday I'll understand. But I know for a start, there's a place in my heart that is yours and it won't disappear. Child, wasn't I good enough? I still want you, drives me wild. Haven't we had it rough? I still love you like a child. Wasn't I good enough? Drives me wild. Haven't we had it rough? Haven't we lost enough?
Very nice. Very cool, man. I like that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Vintage Crosby, Stills, Nash from the early 90s, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, not too bad. Thanks, Christopher. Thanks for sharing. Ryan Blake, you're up. What's your number seven?
My number seven is a song called Whitey Peach, and it's by Sebado.
Whitey Peach.
In 1990, they released an album called Freed Weed, and it was like 40-plus songs. And it was a combination of two different albums that they did called Freed Man and The Weed Forstin. And they put them together to make one album called Freed Weed that they released on CD. The other things were only released on, like, tape. And, you know,
old yeah. school, man.
Because it's, I mean, it's literally like tape recorder in the room kind of recordings.
Like those old four tracks that use actual cassettes.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
Like all of us used to have. That's awesome.
And this song is called Whitey Peach. And it's really, I mean, it's a really, really pretty little song. I think there might be kazoo in it.
Oh, I call a foul. That's not acoustic. Wait.
But no, I'm just kidding. But really weird words. Baby, you're beautiful. Baby, you sweet whitey peach whore.
What?
Yeah.
Summer looks disgusted.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's bizarre.
Slash intrigued.
Horny young ape walking with not a stall. As I sing, no, I'm not the one. I know you're tripping my way. Bland as usual. Swear it's quite a beautiful day. What it's like really pretty, but really bizarre lyrics.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The word horror doesn't conjure up the word pretty to me. It doesn't conjure up that feeling, but maybe it's all in how they perform it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's let's just listen to it. This is Sebado doing Whitey Peach from 1990.
Number seven.
Cool. Look at
this line. 520.
Hey girl,
Wow, it's really pretty, man.
It is, right?
Yeah, it's like you said. The lyrics are really...
I have no idea what the lyrics mean at all, but it's a really pretty song. I've always really liked it.
Yeah, it has a kind of the feel of someone was walking home and they had this idea for a song and they like just went home and taped it. But they were like trying to be quiet because their roommate was sleeping or something.
Totally, huh?
Yeah, very cool. Sebado.
What's your number seven, Iceman?
All right, I'm going to play an artist that you don't like, but it's going to be a song that I hope you do like. This is Bruce Springsteen.
I was going to guess that.
Oh, shit. I should have let you guess. Sorry. Bruce, well, what is it that you don't like about Bruce?
Boss of nothing.
Oh, my God. Is it you don't like the E Street Band?
I just don't get it.
You don't get it. Okay. Do you like Johnny Cash?
Yeah, I like Johnny Cash.
Is he okay? Because this song is very Johnny Cash-esque. Huh. And that
you should play some Johnny Cash.
Well, Johnny Cash did do this song, but I like the original version better.
Okay.
Yeah. I say that it's a Johnny Cash-esque song.
Who's that on your shirt, real quick?
It's Neil Diamond, dude.
Okay.
Please. Woohoo! I missed a great show at the Greek. anyway, I say that it's Johnny Cash-esque because it's a storytelling song.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, you know, kind of like a blue collar. You know,
so you go rock and roll.
No, see this one does not have the E Street Band on.
Okay,
yeah,
it's acoustic.
It's acoustic,
right?
It's just Bruce and an acoustic guitar.
Yeah,
it's from his 1982 album Nebraska, and Nebraska came about because he had written a bunch of songs that were going to be on his follow up to The River, which he did with the E Street Band, and he liked how they sounded so much that they ended up recording demos with the E Street Band, or like, you know, they went into the studio to record it, and he liked his own demos so much that he just kept it. So the whole album is just stripped raw. It's him and an acoustic or electric guitar on some songs. This one is acoustic.
So he thought the E Street Band sucked.
No. It just didn't... It wasn't necessary for these songs because the songs were so good that he felt it was just better stripped down.
All right.
Well, maybe he thought they sucked. He didn't. He never said that. You'll never ever get him to say that. Jeez, Ryan Blake. The whole album Nebraska is it's a whole bunch of like. There's some murder ballads on there. There's true story songs about crime, poverty, living on the edge of desperation, and.
Well, which one are we going to hear tonight?
This is Highway Patrolman.
Okay.
And I just love the lyrics, and it's a great little story. And this is my number seven. This is Bruce Springsteen from Nebraska and Highway Patrolman. So check it out.
Number seven.
My name is Joe Roberts. I work for the state. I'm a sergeant out of Burnville, barracks number 8. I always done an honest job, as honest as I could. I got a brother named Frankie, and Frankie ain't no good. Now ever since we was young kids, it's been the same come down. I get a call on the short way, Frankie's in trouble downtown. Well, if it was any other man, I'd put him straight away. But when it's your brother, sometimes you look the other way. Yeah, me and Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as a band played Night of the Johnstown Flood. I catch him when he streams, like any brother would. Man turns his back on his family,
well, he just ain't no good. Well, Frankie went in the army back in 1965. I got a farm to furn, settled down to Maria for my wife. But then wheat prices kept on dropping till it was like we were getting robbed. Frankie came home in 68, and me, I took this job. Yeah, we're laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as the band played Night of the Johnstown Flood. I catch him when teach him how to walk that line. Man turned his back on his family, he ain't no friend of mine. Well, the night was like any other, but I got a call about quarter. There was trouble in a root house out on the Michigan line. There was a kid lying on the floor looking bad, bleeding hard from his head. There was a girl crying at a table, and it was Frankie said. Well, I went out and I jumped in my car, and I hit the lights. Well, I must have done 110 through Michigan County that night. It was out at the crossroads, down round Willow Bank. Seen a Buick with a high place behind the wheel was Frank. Well, I chased him through them county roads till a sign said Canadian border 5 miles from here. I pulled over to the side of the highway and watched his taillights disappear. Me and Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Marie as the band plays Night of the Johnstown Flood. I catch him when he streams like any brother would. Man turned his back on his family, but he just ain't no good.
Blake, yeah,
that was really actually a really really cool song. I like that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's Bruceio.
Well, I'm not, but Bruce, like, to Bruce, that was a good song. Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, see, you, he'll surprise you now and again. Even if you hate him, you still, you know, you find some. He'll find something that you'll like.
Yeah, I mean, he's not my boss.
No. Well, go back and listen to that song again. You'll really dig it. Anyway, that's my number seven, and it's Highway Patrolman by Bruce. The song's so good that Johnny Cash covered it that very same year.
Oh, did he really?
He did. Hmm. Anyhow, what's your number six?
My number six is this guy named Luke Temple.
Luke Temple?
Yeah, and somebody at my old job introduced me to this guy, and I don't really know a whole lot about him, but he's kind of a folk artist, maybe a little surfy, like that kind of a thing.
Jack Johnson-esque.
Yeah, but, you know, better, I guess.
Okay.
But this is from a 2005 album called Hold a Match to a Gasoline World.
Ooh.
And it's a song called Make Right With You. And it's kind of an interesting little thing he's talking about, like if it's some kind of a relationship song where if he's in a real dire situation, that's when he's going to make right with you.
Right.
And in a bunch of different scenarios, and it's either talking about a girl or talking about, you know, God or something, a different whatever. And what drives you to actually like give up on whatever kind of grudges you hold, and then
That's when
find peace,
true friends, and you know, that's when they come together when things get bad. You know, that's so when you find out who your true friends are.
This is my number six. This is Luke Temple with "Make Right with You."
Number six.
Cool. Check it out.
When all goes sideways and all goes blue, that's the time to make right with you. Give up for angles, give up for clues. That's the time to make right with you. Life's dragging me through. I've got to make right with you. Lord knows I do. When power makes offers, I hold back my hand. That's the time to make right with man. Give up position, give up command. That's the time to make right with man. In an hourglass draining its sand, I've got to make right with man. One thing you must understand, I've got to make right with man. Lord knows I can. Was the time I made right with God. My car flipped sideways to avoid a rock. That was the time I made right with God. And if life is a drop in the pot, I've got to make right with God. One thing you know I must do, I've got to make right with you. Lord knows I do. I've got to make right with God, to make right with God, to make right with you.
You know, that's... Oh, there's more. That's exactly how I thought that song was going to sound.
Yeah.
When you said it was, kind of surfy, kind of Jack Johnson-ness.
The only percussion is like slapping your knee.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah, that's like a total campfire song.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Good stuff. I really like it. Thanks, man. My number six is kind of in the same vein, although the guitar is not nearly as punchy and like bright as that. This is Ben Queller. And... Mr. Ben Queller became a small to mid-level rock star when he was in his teens. He was in a band called Radish.
Don't know that, but I've heard of Ben Queller.
Yeah, Radish had a couple of minor hits in the mid-90s, and Ben Queller was like the leader, main songwriter, singer, and he was like 15 or something. Mm. Super young, you know. He struck out on his own, and from his second album... the second album's called On My Way, And that's the song I want to play. It's called On My Way.
Cool.
And much like the last one we heard, it's just him and his acoustic. And it's about as simple as it can get. And this is one of those songs that I feel like anyone could play, anyone could sing. And his voice is very, it's very endearing. Mm. And it's very charming. You know, he sounds like a little boy, you know? And the lyrics are very charming as well. So check it out. This is my number six, Ben Queller from 2004. And the song is called On My Way.
Number six.
Check it out.
I want to kill this man, but he turned around and ran. I'll kill him with karate that I learned in Japan. He wouldn't see my face. I wouldn't leave a trace. I wouldn't use a bullet, 'cause a bullet's a disgrace. Oh, Mom, I never thought that I was a murdering man. But tonight I'm on my way. Tonight I'm on my way. There's this drawer that I know in a house up the road that's full of things that are easily sold. When they go out of town, I could go and snoop around and make myself rich off the things that I found. Oh, Mom, I never thought that I was a stealing man. But tonight I'm on my way. Tonight I'm on my way. I was sitting on the bleacher, staring at the speaker, reading his lips, but I could not understand. So I opened up my ears, and clearly I could hear this detailed story all about a grain of sand. Oh, Mom, I always dreamt of being a good listener. So tonight I'm on my way. Tonight I'm on my way. There's this kid you gotta meet. He lives across the street. He's got spirit and heart. We're 10 years apart. He is up for anything. He can hang with anyone. He still likes the things we used to think were fun. Oh, Mom, I never thought that I could have a friend. But tonight I'm on my way. Tonight I'm on my way. Oh, tonight I'm on my way. I'm in love with someone who's as pretty as a flower. Her life gives me power, so I'm buying her a ring. She makes hats with her hands. She is such an artist. I'm her biggest fan, and I'm teaching her to sing. Oh, Mom, I never thought that I could love no one. But tonight I'm on my way. Tonight I'm on my way. Oh, tonight I'm on my way.
Yeah. So sweet. Such a sweet little song.
Yep.
Charming man. Those ladies, those young girls, they go, he's so cute, look at him. Because he looks exactly how you think he would look. We just saw a picture of him. You have to agree, right?
He's really, really cute.
Yeah, he's just he's like a little boy. Ben Queller. Good stuff. That's On My Way. That's my number six. And Ryan Blake, you're up next.
My number five, I'm going south of the border. This
You're not going to play Mexico by James Taylor again, are you?
No.
Okay, because we already played that one.
I'm going to play some Rodrigo y Gabriela.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
You know who these...
I do. I've seen them on YouTube.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Any clip you can find on YouTube of these two is unbelievable.
Yeah, you really have to kind of... You kind of have to see it to,
you have to, yeah, it's cool
understand
to
what
it
is they're doing.
It's cool to hear it, but yeah, this is one of those things that almost has to be seen.
But this is... They're a acoustic guitar duo. Yeah. They call themselves like heavy metal folk or something like that. I don't even know. But it's a guy, Rodrigo, and a woman, Gabriela.
Yes.
And E means and.
Really?
And this is from 2006. It's a song called Diablo Rojo, which I think means Red Devil.
I think you're right. I think you're onto something.
But... They're smacking on the guitar and doing all this percussion stuff on the guitar. So this essentially it's just two people and their acoustic guitars. And
it's so amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to see them live at some point.
Yeah. This is the song that turned me on to them, so that's why I chose this one in particular. So this is my number 5 acoustic song. This is Rodrigo y Gabriela, Diablo Rojo.
Cool.
Number 5.
Wow.
They're pretty good. I just heard something about how Gabriella hurt her wrist or something, and she hasn't been able to play like she once did. But that's totally, unsubstantiated.
I hope that's not true, because those two are incredible.
Yeah, they are.
Look for them on YouTube, and someday gotta go see them live. Unbelievable.
Someday,
Rodrigo y Gabriella. Nice pick.
What's your number five?
Nice pick. I should have thought of that one.